Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, once again, Chris Malone from the 98.5 KTK Morning Show. We are getting close to that time of the year that drives us insane in the fall and in the spring. I'm talking about the annual time change this fall when we leave daylight saving time and return to standard time. And even if you think about leaving standard time to daylight saving time in the spring, there's a new study out that found that 40% of us feel a sense of dread when preparing to set the clocks back by an hour, feeling that this feeling begins at about 11 days before the change and lasting around 13 days afterwards. And there is no doubt that Americans want to end the practice of moving clocks forward in the spring and backwards in the fall. There's another survey that found 62% of Americans are in favor of keeping the same time year-round. Sounds like it's a no-brainer, right? But should we remain in daylight saving time or should we stay in standard time? Interestingly enough, 50% prefer permanent daylight savings time, 31% preferring standard time, and 19% have no preference. But here is what is always missed when we have this conversation each and every year. People are upset that we change the clocks and we're grumpy and we feel miserable and blah, 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 bad for your health and all that good stuff here. There is really no win situation simply because there is less daylight in the winter than it is in the summer. Roughly in our neck of the woods in north central Florida, there's a 3-hour and 49-minute difference between the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, and the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. So here is where we should remember that there's a 4-hour difference between winter and summer maximum days. Let's say, for instance, we wanted to remain in daylight saving time all the time. That's the big talk about politicians wanting to do this each and every year. If we were to stay in daylight saving time year round, that would mean that sunrises in November, December, and in January would occur around 8:30 in the morning, with the sunsets occurring around 6:30 p.m. And conversely, if we stayed in standard time year round, sunrises in May, June, and July would occur around 5:30 in the morning, with sunsets around 7:30. And now perhaps you can understand why this is really a no-win situation, because I don't want kids walking to school in the dark, and I can only imagine just waking up and seeing the sunrise at 8:30 when I have to be at work at 9 if I were to do that, and nor would I see having the sun up at 5:30 on a summer when I have the day off or whatever. So, see, the time change, why this never progresses any further than staying in daylight or staying in standard, is the fact that changing the time twice a year gives us the most consistent hours of daylight possible in our world. that is very consistent. So that's why we have the time changes. But in any case, through all this conversation, you still feel we should stay in daylight saving time or in standard time. Understand, the federal rule right now is that any U.S. state without permission can stay in standard time. That is what Hawaii and Arizona have chosen to do. The difference is that there's legislation that is trying to get people to stay in daylight saving time. And that's where the roadblock comes into it. And again, if we were to stay in daylight saving time, which we did try in 1974, people overwhelmingly rejected it, not even a year later, because of all the dangers of school kids, going to school when it's pitch black, starting your day when it's dark. So you talk about the depression you feel about the fall time change, about it getting darker earlier in the evening. Imagine it not getting even lighter later in the day. It's kind of like, you know, catch 22, in my opinion. Anyways, thought I wanted to share that with you here. Thank you so much. Always welcome your comments, feedback, and suggestions. You can email those to me, CMALONE@audacy.com.